Let's get started. We're learning the end of Siman Beis. Let's review the Mechaber, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah where we're holding. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Aser Lelech B'Kayim Mezukufa. It is Aser to walk with a Kol Mezukufa, standing straight up. That's Halakha number one. Number two, Lo Yelech Al Amais, person shouldn't walk for Amais, the Gilui Haraish, with his head uncovered, because of Kavod Ashkina, that's number two. And number three, Vivdek Nekavav, that before a person davens, they should check to see if they need the bathroom. So three halachas. One was he shouldn't walk with a straight posture. Two is that he shouldn't go for Amais with his head uncovered. And three is that he should check himself to see if he needs to use the restroom before he davens. So we saw already Sif Katan Tes. So let's go now from Sif Katan Yud. Lo Yelech, we're right here on the bottom of the page Vav. Lo Yelech Afilu Babayit Sheish Bo Tikra, even if he's in a covered area with a roof, a ceiling. Kol Shekein Takas Avir Shemayim Dishli Zayu L'Kuli Alman. And for sure, if he's I'm not covered at all, he doesn't even have a roof over his head, then for sure he has to cover his head because of the cover of the Shekhinah. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Dalad Amais, that person shouldn't go Dalad Amais, or Midas Chassidus, Afilu Pachas Midalad Amais. That Midas Chassidus dictates that a person shouldn't even walk Dalad Amais, even less than Dalad Amais, with his head uncovered. Afilu Be'ez Hashina Balayla, and even when he's sleeping, a person should have his head covered. So it's a good thing if a person can have a yarmulke that's going to stay on his head when he's sleeping, in order that even at the time that he's sleeping, his head should be covered. Yeshem Mitzadadin, Loimar, Dafila Dalad Amais, Eno Aser Midina, Rak Lahatsanuim B'Marseim. That the post can bring from the Marshal that even the whole inyan of covering the head is not a halacha. It's an inyan of tznias, and that's even if it's more than dalad amais. And here we're saying that less than dalad amais is a midas chassidus. So he's saying that others say that even more than dalad amais is a midas chassidus. That's the marshal, but halacha l'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah holds that no, it's a requirement midina. Aval kavar kosav hataz b'kaman t'minches. And Ochasitzis, the Taz speaks about this inyan of the yarmulke, and he says that a person is obligated to have the yarmulke on his head at all times. It is manino is the gamma medina, that there's a chiyuv to have a person's head, to have his head covered. We have the gilui harosh, and it's an issa to have his head exposed. V'afilu yoshev abeis, even if he's sitting doing nothing, he's not walking at all. So forget about dalad amais. So the Taz holds that there's always an issa of having his head uncovered. Nothing to do with walking dalad amais. In all circumstances, he has to have his head covered. He said it's chukas ha'akom, that the goyim used to take their hats off the bedavka when they came inside. So the Taz Tain is the person who's mechuyev at all times to keep his head covered. I saw in the Tshuva of Moshe that he's not so sure that that's the chuk of the akum today, but I'll call upon him, certainly mitzad the menhagav is the achiyuv to have the head covered. Huh? It would make a person take his head off. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you're saying that if a person is in a court, then he would have to take his head off. So maybe in the courtroom there would be a chiyuv. He's saying that the guy in the street doesn't, you know, No, it's a very good point. He's saying in a courtroom you see that the guy in the without going to have the head uncovered, so then the mela that would be a chayka akum. Okay, that's a good taina. Rav Moshe didn't mention that. He just said that a goy today in the street is only going to be wearing a hat because his head is cold or because he wants to, whatever, for style, but nothing to do with a chayk or akum. So he didn't really change the halacha. He said that it's still a chiyuv to have the head covered because there's a minhag of paisa that we keep our head covered. Okay, that's the akapanim, that's a taz, and so the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold like that, that a person is mechuyev to keep the head covered, for whatever reason it may be. The king kasa b'shuvas mari bruna, that also he's paskins that a person is mechuyev to have his head covered, to have a yarmulke, period. Kasav Magen Avram, Davilu Ketanem, Nachem Argilam Bekisui Arosh, that even Ketanem, that he brings a raya from the Gemara, from Mishnah in the Nedarim, that Ketanem, children don't, young boys often don't have their head covered, but Afal Pikein, it's a good idea, it's Nachem Argilam Bekisui Arosh, to get them in the habit of covering their head. Ki heki de lave luhu, aim sedishmaya, ki de isa, b'shabbos, kufnun vav. Amid Aleph, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there was a stargazer that told his mother that he was gonna, he had a bad mavel, he was gonna be a ganav, and she was very makpid, she always told him to cover his head with a yarmulke, and he became a Talmud Chacham. So Al Kapanim, the Magen Avraham brings a raya from that Gemara that it's certainly a good idea, even if it's children don't necessarily go with their heads covered, but it's a good idea. And that also, Baruch Hashem, in Klai Yisrael is a minhag that everybody puts a yarmulke on their children's head. But I guess if a kid takes his yarmulke off for a second, you're supposed to remind them to put it on. But it's not like he's eating treifas, or it's not as chomer as an isra that's a real isra itself. Nachon, it's the right thing to do. Ki heki de levi alach, shem fidishmai. That was a nice in the Gemara. But da'oid, to the inyan gilui arroish, dai bekisvi yad al arroish. But this inyan of having his head uncovered, it's enough to just put his hand on his head. That even the Taz, who says that there's an isra of hukriseyim leiseleichu, and he's called a chutzuf for having his head uncovered. It's a chutzpah to have his head uncovered. But if he puts his hand on his head, that shows that he doesn't want to have his head uncovered, so that's enough. Well, then in the follow Roish, Shari Bigili Roish. Or if there's a reason why he has to have his head uncovered, for example, if he's dewousing, then he's also allowed to have his head uncovered without the yam. Period. But I'm prima godim, because of the Lele Gdalad Amle, Takas Avir Shamayim, Lemahani Vazek Kisvi Roish Biyad. That even the Toivkim who hold that the hand helps, but the hand only helps under a roof, but doesn't help outside, under the sky. More chomer, and then he has to cover his head completely. Well, he has to have a yarmulke. We'll see one more sort of cutting about this yarmulke. The Gilui Arosh, a person shouldn't go with his head uncovered. Kol Shekein She'avil Avarech, that a person shouldn't make a bracha, but in Lilmoid Begilia Roish, that when it comes to Divrei Kedusha, a bracha, or learning Torah, then a person has a chiyuv to cover their head, and it's an isra of Gilui HaRoish. V'loi Mahani B'zeh Kisui HaYad, and here we don't say that covering the head with your hand helps. The Yad V'Roish Chad Gufa Inim, that the hand and the head are all one body. V'in Haguf Yachol Chafes Esad, my person can't cover his own goof. So Mimela, if he wants to cover his head with his hand, that's only going to help for the Indian of not having his head uncovered. If he dropped his yarmulke and he wants to get it, he can cover his head with his hand. But if he wants to learn to make a bracha, it's not going to help to cover his head with his hand. V'yesh mekilin b'zeh b'shas ha'dekach. There are mekilin b'shas ha'dekach. For example, going b'layla sh'roit salish tais, if a person is in the middle of the night wants to take a drink, the ainlay kaiva b'roishe, and he's not wearing a yarmulke, d'zai b'meshe mechasei roishe b'yada. That will be enough to cover his head with his hand. So there are poskim that hold that is permissible, since he's in extenuating circumstances, he doesn't have a way to cover his head, he really wants to take a drink, he's thirsty, so then you could permit him to cover his head with his hand. That's, some poskim can say that, but he has a better eitzah, really, that is good according to everybody. Al yaitzah toiv, what would be better to do is linhag kamoish ha'olam noegim, which is what people do, shemamshich ha'beis yad shalabeged al yad, that he pulls his sleeve over his hand, and then he puts his hand with the sleeve over the hand onto his head. Da'az have a shafir kisu kuli alma, then that's certainly a head covering according to everyone, and then he can make a bracha without any question. Kazav a prima gadim, diesh lizayr b'shas ha'nachav tefillin shal roish, shal yivarech a bracha b'roish megula. A person has to be conscientious that when he's putting on his tefillin shal roish, that he shouldn't leave his head uncovered and make the bracha, he has to make sure that he has a yarmulke or something covering his head when he's making the bracha on the tefillin shel reish. Ufreik, afreik is a hairpiece for a man, misareis, that's made from hair, a toupee, blaz, af eisen, shetfurin bebeged mitakta, even if it is, I guess it's apparent that it's a shetel because it has like a cloth garment that's underneath the hair part. Yesh la'asur, it's asur mipnei maris ha'ayin. Because of maris ha'ayin, you can't tell that he's wearing a yarmulke, so that's maris ha'ayin. He doesn't look Jewish. Shiyamru shesarei, saying people will think that it's hair, and therefore it's asur, that's a prima gadim, v'yesh mekilim, and the malbim in Artzis ha'chaim was mekel with this, with a machlokis, I guess. If a person's in a situation where they don't have an option, then it could be mekel, they could rely on this fact. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, and there's a lot of poskim that discuss this issue. If a person has a chavron of you, he said a whole story over there, that the person who was suggesting the interview for the job, he felt like his job was in jeopardy if the boss would know that he's introducing from Jews to his company. But it was only going to be for the interview and for the job. It was not going to be a problem. He was going to, then he could wear his yarmulke. So the shaila was, if he takes his yarmulke off for the interview, the shaila in Rav Moshe was mati. So I don't know, the halakha l'maisa, a person mistama should speak to a rav and work out all the details. But al kapanim, there is such a concept that for a tzarek of parnasa, Rav Moshe says that it's not a lav. He says, not like the Taz, not a lav, it's a question of a mitzvase or a chassidus, and a person not mechayev to give up all of his parnasa, more than a chaymish, a person not mechayev to give up for a mitzvase. So that's the idea. So al kapanim, a good thing to know that if it is necessary, then there is a room for leniency, and they should speak to a rav to help them through the details. One last thing about the yarmulke, there's a different tshuva from Rav Moshe about the size of the yarmulke. The Chacham Tzvi says that a yarmulke should cover rove of the head. Over the head, and Rav Moshe argued with this psak of the Chacham Tzvi. He brings one raya, which I thought was a beautiful raya, that you see we had before. The Toiskim said that a person can put his hand on his head, and that'll be counting as covering his head. So you see that your hand doesn't cover most of the head, doesn't cover rove of the head, an awful pike, and you see that it counted as a kisui. So Rav Moshe Taina, that doesn't have to be covering the whole head, it has to be something that's nicker. You should be able to tell that a person's wearing a yarmulke, but it doesn't have to cover rove of the head. And other folks can hold the maise, like the Chacham Tzvi, that a person should talk a that a person should taka have robe of his head covered, the Chazanish held like that, and Schoenbach says like that, and Shuvah Zanon Hagoy, the person should have robe of his head covered. They say about the Chazanish himself, he taka had a yarmulke that covered his entire head. But al kapanim, that's the shirim. It would be good to have the rove of the head covered. If a person doesn't have rove of the head covered, and Rav Moshe says it's mutter, so yeshal milis mike. Let's go further. The last point we had in the mechaber that we mentioned is that a person should check himself if he needs to use the bathroom before davening. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Yivzek nekavav kadei shiya achakach gufi naki v'shas kabbalas malchus shemayim b'kriyas shema tefila. That the person should have a guf naki at the time of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim and Kriya Shema and Tefillah. The Sefer Yira says that Kol Atzmois Haytimarna Hashem Mikamayka, that the person has to say a Shavach when Ahida to the Rebbeinu Shalom with everything that he has. With his bones, he thanks Hashem. So Mimela, if he has dirty kishkas, so it means his kishkas aren't thinking of them properly. So he has to make sure he's clean first. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that it doesn't mean. I mean, some of the kishkas always have toya inside them, What it means is that a person who feels like he has to use the bathroom should make sure to clean himself. That's all. And the obligation is to check and think, to see, feel if he has to use the bathroom. And if he doesn't, that's enough. It's not like there's an obligation to use the restroom before davening. The obligation is to be sure that he doesn't have to use the bathroom. Let's see that inside the entire rak bedika lavat. The obligation is only to make the bedika to be sure that he doesn't need the restroom. Vim badak ev atzmai, if he did check himself, v'ina reitza ata l'nekavav, and now he doesn't have a need to use the restroom, zeh nikra minadin guf naki. That's called a guf naki. That's what the halacha requires. V'chalila la'acher shuv avur zeh z'man kriya shema, or yafila rak tefila b'tzibur. And then chalila, he holds that this is a terrible thing, that if a person already checked himself and he sees he doesn't have to use the bathroom, it will be wrong for a person to then miss Zman Kriya Shema or Tefillah B'Tzibur, even to force himself to use the bathroom. It's not necessary. If he checked himself and he doesn't have a need, then he doesn't have a need to daven. Let's now finish up the Siman. We're in Siman base at the end here in the Hagah. Let's go back to the top. Hagah v'chase kol gufoy. A person should cover his whole body, v'lo yelek yachef, and he shouldn't go barefoot. We already mentioned this idea of a person being tzniyus and having himself covered. The Mechaber said it in the context of getting out of bed when he was undressed, and he should put on his robe in such a way that he shouldn't be exposed. So the Ramah is teaching us that in general, a person should be covered, and also he shouldn't go barefoot. And one last point, v'yargal atamay lefanayis boiker v'erev, that a person should try to make a habit that he should use the bathroom in the morning and the evening, should rezus and akiyus. So even though we said the obligation is to be sure just to check himself and be sure he doesn't need to use the bathroom, but it is a good habit to try to make his body ruggle to use the restroom in the morning and the evening. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, if cut in Yud Dalet. Yachef, a person shouldn't go barefoot. Amru Chazal say, Shimkar Adam kol ma sheyesh lo yikach minalam ragel. A person should sell everything that he owns and use the money to buy shoes. It means it's an important thing that a person should take care of, having shoes. In the West, which here he means like in warm countries in the Middle East, Shadarkan Leilek Yachef, where it's normal to go barefoot, then it's permitted, Shari. Oy Kasa Vashem Ashla, another situation where it would be permitted to go barefoot, Dim Oysa Mishum Tshuva Al Avonaisa. A person is going barefoot because of tshuva for the avonos, he wants to feel the koshi of the aretz, and then it's permitted. Mutar v'kein asa David HaMelech halav shalom hoylek yachif. The David HaMelech himself says in Nach that he went barefoot as a way of kapara for his avonos, a way of tshuva. So that's midarki tshuva, that's mutar. But otherwise, a person shouldn't go barefoot. Let's see now, Vayter Siman Gemo Hanagas Beis Akisei. We're talking about preparation for davening. When a person comes into the Beis Akisei, Yoimar is Kabdu Mechubadim. He says a whole nusuk here, I'll read you, the Torah brings it down. There's a whole nusuk he says to the Malachim that escort him wherever he goes. He's Kabdu Mechubadim. The Mechubadim, the Malachim, should be Mechabed themselves, meaning that they escort him everywhere he goes, but it's not right that they should follow him into the bathroom because it's not a nice thing that they should have to be with him when he's in the bathroom. Kedoshim Mesharte Elyon, they're Kedoshim and they're Mesharte Elyon. And then he asks them, Shimruni, Shimruni, protect me, that even though he asks them to stay outside, but he needs Shmira from the Mezikin in the bathroom, it's a place of Tumah and Nimela, he wants to have Shmira, so he says, please be Shimer me. And he asks them two times, Shimruni, Shimruni, because when he comes out, he wants them to be Shimer him again. But then his hands are not going to be clean, so immediately he has to ask them now, before he goes into the bathroom, that they should be shamer him when he comes out of the bathroom. Azruni, Azruni, help me, the same idea, that he needs help, both in the bathroom and after he comes out. Hamtinuli adshe kanes ve'etse, please wait for me till I go in and I come out. Shekein darkens al b'nei Adam, no, this is what we do, we're human beings and we have to go to the bathroom, so do me a favor, wait for me outside. That is the nusach of the Chazal, his kabdu mechubadim, that he's supposed to say to the malachim that escort him everywhere he goes, and he should say it every time he goes in the bathroom. That is the tour, and the mechaber brings down now that the l'maisa, thank you, the l'maisa we don't do this, While we have the Torah open, I'll read you the reason why. He brings from the Reb David Avudram, the Avudram is a Pirish on Tefillah, one of the Rishonim. Shein Leimar Zeh El Yeri Shemayim V'chassid. Only a person who is Yeri Shemayim and a Chassid should say this Nutzach, Sheshchina Sheira Olav, that he's always at the Shechina with him, a big Madrega. So Mimele, he shouldn't... not anybody can say it. Looks like Gaiva. Yeah, you're walking around telling the Malachim what to do, right? So that we can't say. And Mimela says the Beis Yosef. That's why the minig was that it became battle. It seems even in time of Beis Yosef, people didn't do this. So Beis Yosef says the reason why was because this was for Doheben to mention that we're not on such a madrega to tell the Malachim to wait for us while we're in the bathroom. Let's see the mechaber now. Sif Aleph, Keshikane, the Beis Akise. The person goes into the Beis Akise. Yomar, he's kabdu mechobadim. He should say this nisuch that we mentioned now. V'achshav le'nagul omri. Now the minig is not to say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why, like we mentioned, ki ein anu mechzakim l'yeri shamayim shamalachim malavin eitan. We are not mechzakim. We're not, we can't assume that we're on such a madrega of yeri shamayim shamalachim malavin eitan, that the malachim escort us wherever we go. That we should then ask them to wait for us until we come out. Let's go further. Siv Beis, now we'll talk about how to behave in the bathroom. Yehei Tenua Bebeis Akise, like we've been discussing, all these inyanim of Tzniyas to breed in us the Yerushamayim of awareness of Hashem. So in the Beis Akise is also true. A person has to have Tzniyas in the Beis Akise. The Bir Lacha brings here from the Smak that there's a mitzvah deraisa to be tznua in the Beis Akise. The smak moina tznias the mitzvah deraisa. You count it as a mitzvah deraisa. So that's an Indian. We have to be tznias. V'lo yigala atzmai ad sheyeshev. The person shouldn't uncover himself until he sits down. It means he should minimize as much as he can the exposure that he has to what's necessary. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that point. Beis. Just like before, he sits down and uncovers himself, so he should also cover himself up before he stands up. Let's go further. Hagah. That two men don't go to the bathroom together. Gam leyadaber sham. Also, a person shouldn't speak when he's in the bathroom. And also a person should close the door when he goes into the bathroom. So we have here three things. First is two men don't go together. Two is a person shouldn't speak in the bathroom. And three is he should close the door when he goes to the bathroom. Clear? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Gimel. V'yelchu. Two people shouldn't go together. V'im mefached. Let's say he's scared. Yachu echad laniach yadoy al roisha. There's an etza that somebody can stand outside the bathroom and he can put his hand through a window or something there. Chaloin. And put the hand on the person's head, I guess, to comfort him. He just shouldn't see the person uncovered. So he should do it in a way that's sneezed. Like we'll see later in Tifchas, that when a person has to use the restroom, he has to do it in an open area. He has to do it in such a way that nobody should see his body uncovered. But for the second person, even when he's scared, to come in and keep him company is usher. Even with his wife, because the Gemara, the Maaseh that we learned this out from, that there's an issur of two people together in the bathroom is with a man and his wife, and therefore we see that even a wife is asked to go in the bathroom with him. Ah, im katan shein bo das mutar likanes. But katan, a child who doesn't have das, is permitted to go into the bathroom with somebody else. So the Malbim, the Tzitzit Chaim, who brings us down, he brings a raya from Hilchos Tznias and Siman Reish Mem, and there it talks about a child who doesn't have the ability to speak. So it could be a child who's older than that is usher, because the source that he's learning it out from is only talking about a child who doesn't know how to speak. But some to bring a kid into a bathroom just for convenience. I don't know if here we're talking... It could maybe in a stall outside. I mean, we're talking about together with a person when they're using a bathroom. I know the question would be for us. Maybe they don't want to leave their child unattended. That would be the issue for us. Okay. I'm no luck on my side. Sif katan dalid. Le dabir sham. We said we shouldn't speak in the bathroom. says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im hu l'tzerech gadol, if it's a tzerech gadol, after the mutter l'daber calls man shein nifne, a dayan. As long as the person didn't actually make a movement yet, so then they're allowed to speak for a tzerech gadol, it's possibly allowed to speak. Avol be'eshin nifne, but at the time that a person is actually making a movement, av l'tzerech gadol aser. Then even for a tzerech gadol, it's aser. V'im yasher l'sgor adelis. What if a person's in a situation where the bathroom door doesn't close, and somebody is about to come in while they're in the middle of making, and that's definitely a big tzarech to say something. He shouldn't say something, he can just make noise. They just say nunu, and the person will know there's somebody there. They shouldn't speak. This is all talking about men. But women, if they go to a Beis HaKisei, a Kavua, the Rabbim, that's a public restroom, that they used to have in the field, they had in the field a place for using the restroom, or if there's a public area that there's a chatzah, that they have a Beis HaKisei, the Medina's Elu. So then, because he's saying a public restroom, so then his kinu chachamim, the chachamim made a takana that women should bedavka speak to each other, in order that people know that there are women there, they shouldn't be beyichud with them. Shiyu, mesapros, zuim zu, kerei shiyishma, koilan mi bachut, should hear their voices from outside, v'loi yichnais ish l'sham, v'yzeachidimahem. That no man should end up being alone with them, because he'll realize that there are women there, and he'll avoid the area. Mashma k'tas sham, it's mashma from the Gemara over there, the nechnasas gamkein b'shtayim b'beis hakisei, that two women can go to the bathroom together. So we see that there's two differences here between men and women. When men go to the bathroom, so number one is that two men can't go to the bathroom at the same time in the same place. And number two is that they're not allowed to speak in the bathroom, even we said for a tzarech gadol was maybe before he made a movement, and afterwards is forget about it, even the tzarech gadol. And by women, it's not like that. They're b'davka supposed to speak to each other, and also they can even come to the bathroom two together. Now, a person who has a bathroom in their own home, where there's no concern here of men walking in or yichud or anything, I don't see that there's any heter for women to be speaking in the bathroom. It was only a takana in this situation of a Beis HaKisei kavul rabim, or in the Beis HaKnesses where there was a public place where men could come in and there was a problem of yichud, so Chazal made a tekana, this was an etzah to avoid the problem of yichud. But some of the women shouldn't be speaking in the bathroom, you take the phone and they go to the bathroom with the phone, it's not right, they shouldn't be speaking unnecessarily. Sif Gimel. Im roitzel mashmesh b'fita bath, b'tzror or b'kissim, niftoyach nakava v'yimashmesh koidem sh'yeshev, ulo yimashmesh achar sh'yeshev, that if a person wants to feel the backside where the tzoya comes out, the anus, with a tzror or a kissim, a rock or a stick, to make the area open up, so he should do that before he sits down and not after he sits down, because it's kasha l'kshafim. The Gemara says that if a person does this after they sit down, so then even if there's a kishuv macher, another end of the world, their kishuv could be effective on this person. Sif katan hey, im eina yachal afanai, so if a person's not able to make a movement, so now the Mishmur is going to give us an eitza other than this to help the bowels move. Yeah. Yeleich dalad amais, im eina yachal afanai, so if a person's not able to make a movement, yeleich dalad amais, they should walk dalad amais, v'yeshev and sit down, they could squat, v'yamleit and stand up again, and walk again dalad amais, v'yeshev, and then again squat, ad sheyifne, until that will make a movement. That's one eitzah. Distract yourself, think about something else, it'll come on its own, don't worry about it. That's the two things he says. V'lo yifne b'amida, another thing is a person shouldn't make a movement while standing up. Let's go further. Sif dalet. Lo yigala atzmaikim achrav, that a person should not expose himself when he's using the bathroom, except for behind himself, tefach, just one tefach, milafanav, kesachayim, and in front, two tefachim. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why there's a difference between the front and the back. Period. That's a man. Ve'isha mi'acharei tefach, from behind is one tefach, and milafanav, leklum, And in front is not at all. We'll see again in the Mishnah Berurah the difference between a man and a woman. So let's see that. Sivkat and Vav. Tefach v'yayser. A person shouldn't expose more than that. Mishum sneas, because of sneas. Milafan of tefachayim, there's more exposure in the front. Demitayshu deichek atzmai l'gdoylem. When a person is pushing to make a movement to make a gdoylem, and that automatically pushes the pressure on the bladder, and that makes katanim. And so Mimela, since he's making katanim also, he needs more space, more exposure, that he should not get his clothes dirty. The tzarek tefachayim, mishum kiluach miraglayim, that the miraglayim, the katanim comes out, so that should not get his clothes dirty, and it's in the merchik that goes at a distance. Fine. So we have here one tefach in the back and two tefachim in the front. And we saw the reason why. The Bach says, Shailam the Girsois of the Gemara, if it was one tefach in the front, maybe two tefachim in the back. So since it's a machlokas, the Bach tain is that a person has to be machmir one tefach in the front and one tefach in the back. Vabach hasav denachon lahachmir shiyah gam kein in the front of rock tefach, only a tefach, lo eskimu imoy harbe akronim. But many of the akronim do not agree with him, so the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that the person is allowed to expose two tefachim in the front and only one tefach in the back. The person should be careful not to get his clothes dirty or himself dirty or his shoes dirty. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Sivkat and Yod says that the ikar over here is that a person should just make sure that he's not megala more than he needs to. So he says, Lamashal, if a person has pants and he's standing up when he makes katanim, so then he obviously doesn't need to expose more than, he doesn't need to expose two tefachim in order to make the katanim. So lo yigala ki'im kama shetarek. He only needs to expose as much as he has to. So from there I see, even though I don't know exactly how to explain what the one tefach, two tefachim, the way that our clothes are, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, kopanim, the idea of the halacha is that a person shouldn't expose more than is absolutely necessary. So it seems whatever the dress was of the time of the Chazal that it required two tefachim in the front and one tefach in the back, for ourselves, what we need to take from that is that a person who's in the bathroom and he puts his pants down on the floor is not in the gedder of sneez. That he needs to only expose what's necessary and not more than that. It's really possible for a person to make on our toilets without really exposing anything. He can have his shirt over his legs and his pants, but they shouldn't be more than they need to be, that he shouldn't be exposed really so much at all. Okay, so that the idea is over here that a person is supposed to be sneer, and he's supposed to do what he has to do, but to do it in a way that's not going to be exposing more than he has to. Fine. But again, the idea is he shouldn't make his clothes dirty or his himself dirty, and he has to be a mensch also. So that's the gidrei halacha, that we should have an idea what's the right thing to do, and then how to apply it ourselves, you know, use your seichel. Sivkat and Zion. So that's next halacha. I just wanted to say one point while we're on the topic. Very interesting. The Artzis Achayim, the Malbim, brings down that when a person goes to the bathroom, that he should think to himself that Re'ei Durachecha Kebehema. The person has to think to himself, I'm a behema. And he makes mention of a midrash in Tana de Eliyahu, that there are three things that a person has to look at every day. One of them is every time he goes to the bathroom, he has to think to himself, I'm a behemoth. What am I doing over here going to the bathroom? That's one thing. If he's naked, dumb. If he has blood drawn, he has to think to himself, I'm bust of a dumb. And if a person is at a levaya, he has to think that, okay, in the end, the person's going to be a reem of a toileya. The person has to think about these things that he's human and that that'll keep him humble and it'll keep him focused on his ruchni, is not to think that the bodily, if he thinks about these bodily functions, then he'll come to a realization that life is more than just eating and drinking and you have to have something more to life than just the behema aspect of life. So I wanted to say over a little bit of Inyana de Yoma. The Rav told me on Shabbos from Matisyahu Solomon that when Paroi came to the by Makas Dam, it says at the after the end of Makas Dam that Vayifen Paroi, that Paroi turned and he went to his palace and he didn't pay attention to his Makas. So it says Vayifen Paroi. So the Targum Yonathan ben Aziel says that he was Avad Farche, that he had to use the bathroom. Vayifen is a lesson of Mefana. He cleared out his kishkes. So the Rav said over that when Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to come to Paro, he told him he should come to the Nilus, and he should stand in front of Paro over there. So the Rashi says that when Paro used to come to the, he used to come to the Nilus every morning. Why did he come to the Nilus every morning? He used the bathroom. And it was a whole royal procession because Paro said that he was a god, and he would come to the Nilus every morning. And the Nilus, from the time of Yaakov Avinu, would come likrasa, would come to greet him. So here was the Nilus was the god of Mitzrayim, and Paro came with all the pomp and circumstances, with a huge parade of people all coming to escort him when he came. They didn't know he was using the bathroom. But here's our god, the Paro, and the Nilus is coming to greet him. It was a big covet. It was mamash a merdeka covet. So shine. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and v'nitzavta, you have to go stand in front of Paro over there while Paro had to use the bathroom. And he's waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, I have something to talk to you about. And Paro is like, yeah, just make it quick. I have to use the bathroom. Yeah. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him about the Makas Dam, and there's going to be a punishment to Mitzrayim. And Paro is, okay, he's listening with one ear, he's ready to go to the bathroom. Right. And he makes Makas Dam. Now the whole river turns to blood. So now he can't cover up anymore because the river is blood, so he's not going to go take a bath in the blood. Excuse me. So now he's got no reason to go into the river, but he can't hold himself anymore. He only went to the bathroom once a day. So Mimela, he couldn't hold himself any longer, and he made right in front of everybody, in public. Yeah, so the whole procession of the parade and the whole show that he was putting on that he was the god. Now he showed everybody who he really is. He's really Pasher Adam. So we have to think of it. Hashem, I say, it's a lalti with Mitzrayim. Hashem made a joke out of Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. So from where the Kazakh? Okay, Kanach. Thank you.